everyone. Thanks so much for joining me. You know, I wanted to share with you my 10 steps to prevent cancer, and that's also 10 steps to treat cancer if you're doing it holistically, or even if you're not. So number one, I'm gonna try to go as fast as I can. Number one is the diet. We want to do a fresh whole foods diet, which means basically it needs to be home prepared. And a lot of information is on the internet about this on my website too, under nutrition. But a raw diet or a raw well-balanced diet or a cooked meat and raw vegetable diet. We like to have 75% meat, organ meats, bone, and we like to have 25%, and that's a rough estimate. There's a whole percentage thing that works for that, but 25% raw detoxifying greens. And so those are greens like parsley, cilantro, kale, and fennel bulb, dandelion greens, and you grind them up in a food processor, and then you can freeze them with a little bit of pumpkin in your freezer, and you can add it to the dog's food. So there was a study in 2005 that showed that giving the dog greens 3 times a week helped reduce cancers by 50%, and in particular, they were talking about transitional cell carcinomas. So that's the type of cancer that we're going to be talking about today with a little dog named Raven. My second bit of advice is to make sure we add some trace minerals, in particular zinc and selenium. So we use a dose of 5 milligrams of zinc per 40 pounds of body weight per day, and we use a dose of 50 mcgs, micrograms of selenium, per 40 pounds of body weight. You can overdose these two minerals, so you want to make sure that you add some, but not too much. And you can work with a holistic vet on this too. My third step is single protein treats. So that could be steamed cauliflower, so a bit of steamed vegetable. It could also be something from Boulder Dog Food Company or Fresh is Best. It could be something that you home prepare, like a little bit of organic liver that you bake. So we're looking at single protein treats. We want to avoid things like vegetable glycerin, citric acid, and molasses in our treats. We want to avoid sugars and carbohydrates in the diet as much as we can. Let's see, my fourth step is vitamin A. We want to make sure that we give the pet a great source of vitamin A, and one of the best sources really is cod liver oil if it's certified lead-free or mercury-free. So vitamin A at a dose of 5,000 IUs per 40 pounds of body weight per day. And again, too much vitamin A can impact the liver negatively, so we have to be careful about that. But vitamin A helps force the cells to differentiate. It's one of our excellent anti-cancer allies. Number five is using immune-modulating mushrooms. So we usually use a dose of 500 milligrams per 40 pounds of body weight for preventative, and then we go up from there. So those are things like five defenders from realmushrooms.com. We have our own here at the clinic, but we rotate turkey tail, especially for carcinomas, grifolia or maitake. We use shiitake. We use reishi, especially for liver cancer. And there's a lot to know about mushrooms and treating them holistically. But basically, the short version is you can use mushrooms to strengthen the natural killer cells and strengthen the cell-mediated immunity. So number six, I think we're on six, is other herbs for strengthening the immunity. Herbs like astragalus, ashwagandha, cat's claw, pau de arco. These are all herbs in our immune formula that is amazing, but there's other great immune strengthening formulas too. Let's see. Number seven is vaccinations. We want to try to do minimal vaccinations, try to detox the ones. So in other words, give the animal a vaccinosis protocol. So Thuja occidentalis 30C, homeopathics after vaccines. And we love the product Vivo ZeoClear to detox the dog or cat after vaccinations. Let me see, eight. Eight is using a holistic approach to treat the animal's problems. So if the dog or cat comes in with a sore back or sore hips, we'd rather use acupuncture or chiropractic to treat that rather than using pharmaceuticals right off the bat, which can cause pharmaceutical pressure on a liver and kidneys. We want to treat the liver and kidneys as happy and healthy as we can, which means reducing the pharmaceutical load on them. Sometimes pharmaceuticals can save a pet, and so I'm not saying they're always bad, but if there's an option, especially for treating pain, that's the way to go. Number nine is to reduce chemicals. So let's see if we can use seventh generation or cleaning products for our laundry soap. Laundry soap's a huge problem for pets. It's getting more and more toxic. You don't want it to be like stinging your eyes like it does for me. I have a little insensitivity to people's laundry soap these days. So anyway, a natural approach to lawn care. There's the Washington Toxics Coalition, which is an amazing resource to look up chemicals and what they're doing to the animals and to people and to children. There's 70,000 of them floating around that are potentially, they're untested. So I guess we're the guinea pig on the chemical front, but you can learn what you can. Washington's Toxics Coalition and the Pesticide Alert Network. Number 10 is freedom for the animal, freedom of movement, exercise, play, engagement, things like nose work, scent work, a little bit of off-leash time, interacting with the pet. Turn the computer off. I know you're on it right now, but generally turn it off, interact with the pet. And you could tell that all day that dogs and cats are trying to get us to do that. Just get off our devices and interact. That's what they want to do. Play and cuddle and all of those things are tactile, sensory, really excellent for keeping the pet engaged. So that's my 10 steps to prevent cancer. I hope you've enjoyed it. Please subscribe. In the next few minutes, I'm gonna talk about a very specific case, Raven, a little skipper key that's gone over a year with a transitional cell carcinoma. No surgery, no pharmaceuticals, just herbal approach. And we're gonna talk about that case here in a jiffy. Thanks so much for joining us. Okay, we are here with Raven, who is 15?
She'll be 15 on February 19th.
15 and February 19th, and she's 14, and she has she's a skipper key, adorable. You can hear her little toenails. And I'll give her get a picture on there, too, for people.
Okay.
So Raven has TCC, transitional cell carcinoma, in her urethra. Do we know what's in the urethra?
Yes, they said, and that she had other tumors in other places too.
In the bladder, and so a lot of times it'll spread. It'll start in the trigone area in the bladder, and then it spreads to the urethra. Anyway, and so she was peeing blood and very uncomfortable, and that was a year ago.
That's just exactly a year ago now.
Isn't that something? Yeah. What an amazing thing. So she's been on a number of different herbal formulas. Concentrated Stasis Breaker by Jing Tong. She's been on Union by Yao, which is for bleeding in general, and also really specialized diet. And the reason she's on a specialized diet, and I'll probably list her whole program because you were so nice to type it out for me. The reason for that is that she's had a long history of seizures, and that's how we met. Is that how we met?
Mm-hmm.
When was her first seizure? A year? 2 years?
How many?
I can look it back in her record, but just roughly. Before she was five.
Oh, yeah.
And there,
10 years ago.
10 years ago. And we've been managing her seizures with acupuncture, diet, and herbs for that time. She hasn't gone on any conventional medicine, right?
No.
And see, that's the whole thing. It's kind of like, if you can do that level of care, then... So what we find is that seizures and urinary problems, not necessarily TCC, that's more genetic, but are related to what we're feeding the dog. So inflammation that comes from food allergies, that comes from heating foods. So tell me, so you're right now on one protein for roughly 1 month, and how long have we... And then we switch it, right?
Right, yeah, although this last time we were on it, longer. But she has definitely chosen not to eat.
She's kind of sick of raw venison. Like, what dog would be just love raw venison? That's okay. So now we're going to switch to a different protein, and at this point, at this age, and with all this going on, we're going to not be as strict about the single protein rotation. But it's been really helpful for her seizures.
She's been on it for years.
She seizured when she was young quite a bit, and then it ended up starting to be like just once a year, or when she was stressed.
Two or three times a year, and now, yeah, it's
And I mean, when was her last seizure?
I'd have to look on a calendar, but it was probably 5 months ago. That I, okay. When I've seen, and I'm with her most of the time.
Sure, yeah. And then you've also done Reiki and energy work. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I feel like that has been a really huge part, especially with this tumor. I mean,
actually, I've done Tellington Touch.
Tellington Touch.
A lot of massage.
Yeah.
Touch for 20.
Do you do it every day?
Yes.
And how many minutes a day do
probably
you do it?
Probably 20 minutes.
And do you have any like online or any referrals for people to learn T-Touch for their animals?
Well, I actually sent you a link, so you
okay.
can look it up.
I can put that link in there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Yeah, it's just it's the Tellington. And it's Linda Tellington Jones, right? That was who came up with it?
Yes.
Is that her? I think that was her name. And she came up with it, and then it's a whole sort of certification mm-hmm. program, a couple of years, I think, of training if you want to do it.
But there are books and there are techniques that have been shared with us as pet owners, first with horses. Horses teach us everything.
Oh. Did you go to, was it Colorado or?
No, I didn't.
Did you go? You didn't go in person?
I met one of her proteges in Oregon who's still teaching people.
Okay.
And she worked with one of my very anxious dogs. But
nice.
The people that I met who were doing Tellington Touch were horse people.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, it's really impossible to quantify how effective that is, and yet I know that's because we've really gone past where I thought we would go in terms mm-hmm. of time. This dog was peeing blood. There was blood, right? I mean,
there's blood all over the house. Yes,
blood all over the house. Pieces of tumor.
No, not that I.
You didn't
saw.
See pieces of
no,
tumor.
Just...
But when your vet, you said you saw your vet at the park or somewhere, and your vet saw her
this year.
This
yes.
year, and said. Isn't this another dog? Because she couldn't believe she would still be alive.
Mm-hmm.
Because TCCs don't last long. And there's really no conventional treatment. It's a really hard place to do surgery, chemo, radiation. Those things don't work very well. It's kind of a gnarly type of malignant tumor. Well, is there any other advice you'd like to give people or anything you'd like to say about Raven for people? She's a lovely girl, but she's been a lot of work, right?
Yeah. It's worth it, though. You know, it's our animals who teach us to live healthy lives, and she lives a healthy life in terms of the food she has.
Yeah.
It's been so...
And the energy that you...
Yeah, and it's almost like a morning meditation to put together her food, and she has goat yogurt and organic pumpkin and the things that she has in her food and adding all the supplements, the marshmallow, the spirulina, which she loves. And it's just like, oh, this is part of our morning, and her well-being is based on this. So yeah, it's totally worth it because she's still here.
She's still here and she looks
and
like a puppy.
Happy. She acts like a puppy.
Yeah.
She's a little mischievous dancing skipperkey.
I love that. Well, just how long does it take you to do the food in the morning?
The food? Well, you know.
You don't even look at the clock. You're not.
8 to 10 minutes. Well, yeah.
You got it down to 10 minutes?
Well, it takes a while. You know, I'm adding goat yogurt.
I know.
And I even get fresh goat yogurt from somebody in the community. But
do you
just,
really?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Or maybe. But yeah, by the time you take each of those little pills apart and
yeah.
put them in and cut the QE10 and drip it out and the evening primrose and all those wonderful things. It takes a while.
It does. It's a labor of love. Good. Well, hopefully she'll be here a little bit longer and we'll do a little bit more later. So thanks everybody for joining us and Raven and Dr. Allie.
Thank you.
Hey guys, I hope you've enjoyed learning about Raven and how to work with cancer naturally, and that I hope you at least can take the take-home lesson of that holistic medicine offers a wide range of therapeutic options for treating cancer holistically. Instead of thinking about surgically removing a tumor that you can't very easily remove, how do we live with that tumor and how do we reduce its harmful impact on the body? I hope that you guys got a lot out of this. And if you did, please share and subscribe and comment and like and all that stuff as much as you can, because that really helps pay it forward. Thanks so much, guys.